Chapter 3. My mom did come back. I was happy to see her, but I wasn't the same kid she'd left behind. I'd had that first toke of weed when I was 12, and I'd liked it. I was getting into fistfights now and then. I hated to see anyone mistreated, and I enjoyed smashing my fist into the face of people I didn't like. Bullies, racists, dumbasses. The following year, my mom's birth father, who lived in Prescott, was diagnosed with cancer. The doctors were giving him 6 months to live. She wanted to be near him at the end, so she announced one day that we'd be moving to Arizona. She went on ahead the spring of my eighth grade year. I graduated middle school, then packed up and followed her a week after the 4th of July. I didn't want to go. In fact, I was dead set against it. To a SoCal kid, Arizona is like something out of the Middle Ages. I'd been to Prescott once with my grandma a year before, and I thought to myself, I wouldn't make it even 1 year in this town. Now I was going to live there. Are you kidding? I yelled. There's nothing in Prescott except rattlesnakes and hillbillies. What am I supposed to do there? My mom reminded me that it was her last chance to be with her dad. Besides, she said, it's a chance for a fresh start. I laughed bitterly. Fresh start, my ass. Grandpa and Grandma drove me to Arizona. When we stopped for food in one of the mountain passes, I could feel that the air was thinner. My heart raced a bit. The closer we got to Arizona, the more depressed I became. As far as I was concerned, there was a whole lot of nothing east of L.A. Roads winding through snow-capped mountains. Town names like Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. We passed through places that looked like they closed after dinner. No kids, no sidewalks, no damn beach. When we rolled into Prescott, I thought, oh, hell no. The downtown, later I would learn it's called Whiskey Row, looked like something out of an early John Wayne movie. The whole town seemed to be a bunch of dirt roads and cowboys. People were seriously walking around wearing 10-gallon hats like it was...